We are doing the Avat Chesed, and we're in the middle of the footnote. And the Chafetz Chaim had been discussing that we have three psukim that discuss that we should go in Hashem's footsteps. And initially it says in Parshat Ekev, watch Hashem's mitzvot to go in His way, in His path. And here we saw that going in Hashem's path precedes fearing Hashem. And the Chafetz Chaim had explained that before a person enters Yirat Shemaim, being a God-fearing person, he has to first emulate God in being a good person, that there are steps. And the first step is a person has to try and be a good, kind person, and from that he will evolve into being a God-fearing person, assuming he learns how to be a God-fearing person. And then the Pasuk says, God seeks of you to be a God-fearing person, to go in His ways and love Him. And here the Chafetz Chaim explained that sometimes people think once they've been a kind person and now they've attained the level of Yirat Shemaim, to go from Yirat Shemaim to Avat Shemaim only entails more learning Torah. And here the Chafetz Chaim says they are in error, and the Pasuk is teaching us that no, even in the intermediary stage, when we want to go from being a Yirei Shemaim to Ohev Shemaim, we need also to work on our Lalechet Bidrachav, going in God's footsteps. The only way a person could evolve from Yirat Shemaim to Avat Hashem is by going in God's footsteps to be a kind and caring person. And that's why the pasuk, the second pasuk, changed the order. And now the Chafetz Chaim adds a footnote. We're at the bottom of page Yud Zayin. Ubaze nicha gam ken ma shelo katva Torah v'lalechet bevav ha'itu. Rak lalechet. The Torah doesn't write in the parsha, be a God-fearing person and go in His footsteps, and go in God's footsteps, but rather it says, be a God-fearing person, go in God's footsteps, and love God. It seems to be a continuation. It seems to be without the vav, rak lalechet mishum de bevav ve'mashma dekai al yirah shel fanav. It would have said, and go in His footsteps. It would be a continuation. Be God-fearing and go in His footsteps. Ve'mashma de'achara yirah yireh la'asig madregazon. It would seem like that's the next step after yirah. You can't attain it before that. Uve'emet zeinon. In truth, that's not so. Like the Chafetz Chaim explained earlier, you have to begin with going in God's footsteps. And we discussed it last time. That most people, before they enter Machon Meir, before they start studying about what Hashem wants of us, they first seek of themselves, how do I be a good person? Eventually, they reach a point where they say, okay, and how does God want me to be a good person? But the first step is that a person wants to be a good person. And before a person reaches Yirat Shemaim, a person must have this attribute of trying to go in God's footsteps to be a good person. And that Delo zacha adam nasig Yirat Hashem b'li midah tova zo. So the Torah is indicating to us, don't think that you only start going in God's footsteps after you're a God-fearing person. No, you're never going to be a God-fearing person unless you begin by trying to be a good person, a kind person, going in God's footsteps. Lechach katav lelech b'chol drachav ulava oto. That's why it says, we go in God's footsteps and we love Him. Lorot to teach us, d'al yedei zeh, sheitnehe gam atav midah tovo itparach. So it's teaching us that there's a second time a person has to focus on going in God's footsteps, and that is after he attains the level of being God-fearing. So he might think, okay, I'm a Yirei Shemaim, I'm always looking at how I do the mitzvot, and his focus is, so to speak, focused internally. There the Torah reminds him, no, if you want to evolve in the service of God, you have to again focus externally on how to help other people. And then yizkeh v'sof gam na'ava, and then a person will ultimately merit to reach the level of Avat Hashem. And then later on the Torah says, Osifa katuv od lanu limo. The Torah tells us the next stage, even a person who attains that great level that's beyond most of us, that know what it means to love Hashem, and if a person attains that level, so you think he's totally separate, he's in his own world. So a person shouldn't think to himself, now, what do I have left to do? You think of Rav Shach. So what did he have left to do at his stage? He's the head of all of the yeshivas. His job now is to constantly focus on being top and learning Torah. Anyone who knows the history of Rav Shach knows that it was the exact opposite. He was always focused on what was around him. He was once walking on Shabbos, and he bumped into a guy, and it's 11 o'clock in the morning, so he tells the guy, you finished your meal early, you're coming back to the Smash to learn already. So the guy says, no, the exact opposite. I davened early, I went to the Sikh minyan, and then I fell asleep in shul, and I didn't realize I'm coming home late. So Rav Shach said, your poor wife, she's waiting at home, and you fell asleep in shul. I'm going to go home with you to help you ameliorate her. I'm going to go home. So he goes out of his way, and he walks the guy home to make sure that his wife takes it easy, that the Rosh Hashiva walked him home. And there are many stories that way. That's what the Pasuk is teaching us. That even when a person has attained the highest level of Avat Hashem, it doesn't mean he could be secluded and focused on the service of Hashem to the exclusion of helping others. A person might think that that's his job. A person would think that's the only way I merit to really get close to Hashem, and that's the real truth. A person might think, therefore, at that point, I have nothing to look around. I have to focus in my own work of Hashem. And that's why the Pasuk says, if you watch my mitzvot, lavat Hashem lochem, and you even attain the level of loving Hashem your God, even then, lalechet bechol drachav uldof kavo, you must go in God's footsteps and be kind to your fellow man in order to attain the level of being dovek b'Hashem, one who is completely attached to Hashem. Lo'orot, the Pasuk is teaching us, de'av lizkot la'sig madrigat advekut b'Hashem, that even to attain the top level, that's considered that one is united with his Creator, tzarich gam ken sheitchazek od b'midah tova zo shel halicha b'drachav. One must strengthen himself with this trait as well of going in God's footsteps and caring for one's fellow men. The hainu, that is, the otrachum, to be compassionate, v'gomel chesed, and one who does kindness. V'zchut zeh yazrehu Hashem, and in the merit of this, God helps him, v'itchased imo lezakoto liyot tavek b'Hashem b'tmidut, and through that, one will merit that God allows him to connect him, ulochach katav lalechet v'gomer, v'lo katav v'lalechet, kedei lorot deino kai ala ava shel faneh. The grammar of the verse indicates this concept. Rak al uldov kavo shekatuv achrei zeh. Uvaze nicha od madichtiv b'tchilat parshat Ekev. Lalechet b'drachav. Uvachshach hamshi ushvi iktiv b'chol drachav. Leorot ilasig ahava odvekut. Tzrich sheitchazek adam lelech b'chol ha-shlosh esreh midot davka. So the Chafetz Chaim says, in the end, the Torah tells us you have to go in all of God's footsteps, whereas initially it just said to go in God's footsteps in general. And this is to teach us that when one has attained higher levels, he has to emulate God in all of his 13 traits. And those of you who wish, we had a class last year in Tomel Dvorah, where the first chapter focuses on each of God's traits and how we can emulate God in those traits. And I'm contemplating doing it again. If there will be people who want it, I thought it was a very, very special learning. We used to do it Friday mornings. If guys will want, maybe we'll start it again. With that, we concluded the Chafetz Chaim's introduction, and the reason I wanted to do it today was because this pasuk of going in God's footsteps appears in our parsha as well.